Let's Talk Sport with Brent Costello from WinTV. Hello, mate.
Hey, Darren. How you going?
I'm okay. Well, we tipped that it was going to, well, everyone was tipping that Hobart would get the test match, and luckily, our cricket dreams are coming true.
Yeah, gee, it's good, isn't it? It's very, very exciting indeed. I think we all thought it might get announced Friday, but we got there on Saturday in the end. And yeah, look, it's just magnificent. Looks like we'll shell out around $4 to $5 million for it, but it's probably going to bring back in $27 million. So yeah, look, it's just going to go very, very quickly, I reckon, the tickets, that's for sure. People have been asking me when they're on sale, yeah. And I reckon I heard about 50 messages from people asking that. So when they do go on sale, I don't have any problems packing out the stadium, especially in those first 3 days, I reckon. That's going to be very, very exciting.
Yeah, so I think it's probably, and I'm just guessing, but given the way that they handle the ticket sales in recent times and also this current season, I would reckon they'll probably announce ticket sales for what they call the Australian Cricket Family, which is like a little group you can join free, by the way, and you get access to tickets before they go to general public. I'd imagine they will announce that either today or tomorrow, and then probably for those people, they'll go on sale later this week, and then general public probably on the weekend or next Monday, I'm assuming.
That sounds about right, doesn't it? Even the corporate offerings will be snapped up pretty quick, I reckon. So,
yeah.
It's just the time of year it's going to be on. So, you know, people, a lot of people will still be in holiday mode. Some wouldn't be back at work yet around that January 14 mark. So, yeah, I think it'll be snapped up really quickly.
Yeah, and a pink ball test too. So, I mean, I know it can get cold there at Balreeve on, you know, after 7 or 8 o'clock at night, but that's okay. One thing I noticed that Dominic Baker did say at his press conference is people forget that actually Hobart's the second driest capital in Australia during summertime.
Exactly. Oh, look, mate, when you hear people like Mark Waugh and all these people from Sydney on the, you know, bagging out our weather, when you look at Sydney, how often are games in Sydney marred by wet weather?
Yep.
I mean, come on. Yeah, the people just don't even do their research when it comes to that.
Yeah, so that's great news. All right, let's go to the BBL. So Hurricanes, well, I know Matthew Wade was in great form the other night.
He was exciting to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He took him to the saw, that's for sure, right from the opening ball. There was a stage there where he had 20-odd runs, I think, and Darcy Short hadn't even placed the ball. But he was brilliant too, Darcy. Obviously, 73 unbeaten from 51 balls, so he got going in the end. And Caleb Jewell chimed in with 42 as well. So they only lost a couple of wickets, the two openers, and got the job done beautifully in the end to win by 44 runs on Duckworth Lewis method. A little bit of wet weather around Sydney. There you go, Darren, of course.
yeah, nice.
point in case. A good start by the Canes. They should be 2-2, really. They should have knocked off the Sixers in Launceston as well. But Nevertheless, they're back home tomorrow night in Hobart against the Scorchers, so we look forward to that now.
All right. Last night, Stars beat the Thunder. All right, let's go to the Jack Jumpers. So I didn't see all of their game, but I saw most of it on replay, the loss against the Taipans.
Yeah, it was tough to watch at times. So obviously, our defensive game is going pretty well, but our offensive game isn't. So they've got some work to do in that department. We just couldn't buy Scott. Well, I mean, it was a pretty low-scoring game all around, to be honest. Cairns even struggled there at times, but they sort of put their foot down when it mattered most and got the job done in the end to win it by 7 points. Then Josh Widdett hit that three ball on the buzzer to flatter the scoreline a little bit. But we learn and we move on, and we've got a big test coming up now against the Perth Wildcats over in the West next weekend. So it's going to be a monumental task for the boys to achieve. Hey, did you see the Mitch Creek dunk yesterday?
No.
Over the top of Matty Delvedova, and then it erupted into an all-in brawl.
Really?
Have a look at it today. It was one of the greatest dunks you'll see, but it got marred very, very quickly. But that was a great Melbourne derby yesterday, 86-94. Phoenix got the job done. If you look at the other results over the weekend, Phoenix also beat the Breakers on Friday night, the Illawarra Hawks. Too good for the Sydney Kings. And also Adelaide 36ers got the job done against New Zealand yesterday. And the Brisbane Bullets went over to Perth and got the job done. You don't see it too often, but they won by 3 points, the Bullets. So a good result for them as well.
All right. Let's go to the A-League. What's going on there?
Yeah, it was a bit of a long round, the A-League. As we mentioned on Friday, it started on Wednesday night, so when Nat Atkinson got Melbourne City over the line. On Friday night, a 4-0 win to Newcastle Jets over Wellington Phoenix. Three games on Saturday, Western United beat Brisbane, Adelaide United went down to Melbourne Victory, and MacArthur 2-0 winners over the Wanderers. And yesterday, 2-0 result as well. Central Coast knocked off Sydney FC. So if we go to the ladder now, MacArthur on top, 3 wins, 1 draw from their 4 games. Melbourne Victory second, 3 wins, 1 loss, as are Western United. And rounding out the top four, Melbourne City, 2 wins, 1 draw and a loss.
Okay. And finally, we have a new F1 world champion. Came down to the final race, in fact, the final couple of laps of the final race at Abu Dhabi last night. So Max Verstappen beats Lewis Hamilton. So that's his first world championship.
Yeah, it was a very, very controversial end to the season, wasn't it? It was down to those two, and that's how it played out in the end. There was some controversy around the safety car and when it came out and left the track. And obviously, Max Verstappen was able to change his tyres. He had fresh tyres as opposed to Hamilton running the older hard tyres. So they took it to a protest after the race, but Verstappen was still classed the winner, or deemed the winner. But I don't think that's the end of it, Darren.
Or really?
Sounds like, from what I've been listening to this morning, that this might go on for a little bit longer. So we'll wait and see what pans out. But no doubt a thrilling end to the end of the season.
Interesting. All right, mate, thanks for that. And we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 5:30.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.